Hi, this is Mark DiCiani. Welcome to my podcast series on drumming. Today's podcast is titled Feedback-Driven Practice. As a drummer for more than 40 years, a professor of drum set for over 20 years, and a researcher in areas of neuroscience, neurophysiology, and cognitive psychology for 12 years, I believe I can't teach anyone how to play drums. I can only teach them how to learn to play the drums. In using the latest research findings in learning and memory to develop practice strategies for drummers, I feel that the most important thing I can teach my students is how to learn. Learning is, in itself, a skill just like playing the drums, piano, baseball, flying a plane, or almost anything. At the core of teaching and learning is the ability to diagnose specific issues and problems, identify solutions, and create a game plan for improvement. The goal of practice is to improve our playing. As students, we can increase our development by employing a learning system every time we practice known as the three Fs: focus, feedback, and fix. First, focus your practice on the very specific thing you're trying to improve. Then create a process for objective feedback to inform you if you're practicing it correctly, or in what way you're not, and if you're not, then you fix it. And you keep repeating this process until you're doing it correctly. This is a proven method that in other parts of our lives we've used many times. Let's look at each of these in some detail. First, focus. According to the renowned psychologist Dr. Anders Ericsson, who has spent more than 30 years researching and developing the concept of deliberate practice, improvement in skill and ability requires focused, purposeful, goal-oriented, methodical, systematic, regular, and highly repetitive practice. He believes that naive practice is when you just continue to do something over and over again, whether it's play golf, chess, or drums, and you gain experience but not really improve. In order to improve, we need to pinpoint something we want to change, a very specific thing we want to learn, or a weakness we're trying to correct. These should be things that are outside of our comfort zone and not things that we can already do well or that are too general. Here are a few examples of general versus specific practice items for drums. Number one, general. Playing jazz time with the right hand on the ride cymbal, with the left hand playing rhythmic independence. Specific. Playing jazz time with the right hand on the ride and the left hand playing rhythmic and volume independence at 90 beats a minute and also at 140 beats a minute at medium volume. Number two, general. Play the Dave Garibaldi book Future Sounds, Groove Study Number 14. Specific. Groove Study Number 14. Play four exercises as written. Then vary accents and sounds, then build four of your own variations. Number three, general, working on brushes. Specific, practicing brushes in a 4-4 jazz ballad at 60 beats a minute at low volume. Number four, general, working on soloing. Specific, practice soloing over an ostinato, for example. Left foot playing quarter notes on the hi-hat while improvising using other limbs in straight eighths and sixteenth note rhythms at 120 beats a minute at moderate volume. You get the idea. The more specific your practice is, the quicker your playing will improve in those areas. In each of the examples mentioned, I recommend contextualizing what you're working on. That is, practicing with music. Play along recordings, MP3s, loops, etc., and then recording yourself. I'm going to talk more about that in a little while. One more critical point about focus is concentration. Deep learning and new skill development require focused attention without distraction. The ability to multitask may actually be a myth. Cognitive neuroscientist Dr. Indre Viscontis discounts our ability to multitask, especially when trying to learn something new and/or challenging. She says, when you think you're multitasking, you're actually switching quickly between tasks or mixing tasks, and each one comes at a cost. If while practicing you are also watching television or routinely checking your smartphone, you likely aren't doing the hard work of learning by engaging deeply with the content. But even perhaps more nefarious is the illusion that you're learning when in fact you're not. Some tasks aren't always enjoyable, and making them enjoyable via distraction doesn't mean you are accomplishing what you set out to do. This is true even if, by the end of the TV show or after repeatedly checking social media, you've made your way to the next chapter in the method book. Dr. Viscontis also says that social media and email can be especially troublesome, as you might find yourself inadvertently thinking about a response or something you read or saw while you should be focusing on the task at hand. So, focus requires two things: working on the exact skill you want to develop and concentrating your attention while practicing. The second F is feedback. Feedback is defined as information obtained about some aspect of our playing and can be something that we're doing well or something that we need to improve. These can be identified by a teacher, another drummer or musician, and ultimately by ourselves. As our drumming skills develop, we can self-identify what we need to work on by using something called knowledge of results. An example of this is when you throw a ball to someone across the yard and you observe instantly if you need to adjust your force, trajectory, and or aim to make your next attempt more accurate. By paying close attention to what we're doing, we might be able to immediately adjust and fix it. For other things, a qualified teacher, another set of ears, or our own ears listening objectively may be needed. During a lesson, a teacher can give immediate feedback. The more immediate, the better. A good habit is to record ourselves and listen and watch what we played and compare it to our target skill in order to accurately know how well we did. For an advanced player, this feedback should be sufficient in order to self-correct. But for the student who is home practicing on their own and sure of their accuracy, waiting a week or more for teacher's feedback at the next lesson is too long to wait for correction. In addition to having wasted a lot of time, they may have gotten pretty good at playing it inaccurately. Our brains and nervous systems can become very good at doing something incorrectly and developing a bad habit that, over time, can be difficult to break. As teachers, we can make a short recording on our smartphone demonstrating the correct way to play something and send it to the student. They can then listen to and watch our version and can compare it to what they're doing. The student can also send a quick email, text, or a private posting of an audio or video to the instructor for feedback. Whichever method is used, constant, quick, and accurate feedback is crucial for rapid development. And lastly, fix. As mentioned, a good teacher will give feedback on what you're doing correctly or incorrectly, and if necessary, how to fix it. Don't practice mistakes. Correct them instantly. I rarely assign pages, exercises, patterns, styles, etc. from a book without first demonstrating, sending a link to a recording, or making a recording for the student. This is so a student will have something to model. The teacher should also explain the correction and what to listen for in the future so that the student can self-correct. This is teaching someone how to learn to play. I like to introduce these self-teaching skills from the very first lesson, regardless of age. We should always compare what we're doing to master drummers. In order to plot a path towards that level of play, we should identify specifically what it is about their playing that makes them great and create a practice regimen that points us in the direction of a skilled but unique player. As we receive feedback and devise methods to improve, we need to make sure that we always balance our goal of skill development with that of maintaining our own authenticity, unique musical voice, and creativity. Playing something incorrectly is not the same as playing it differently. Learn correctly, but then improvise and make it your own. Find your own way. Not only will you develop as a player and creative musician, but the art, craft, and music of drumming will as well. Finally, we're all students of the instrument, and all of us can benefit from using the three F's. This system is most effective when done together as a loop. One of the easiest and most effective ways to employ the three F's is by using the new Yamaha DTX electronic kits, some of which have built-in recording capability and external syncing ability to a laptop. Some of the most affordable DTX models, including the EAD10 for your acoustic drums, also work with the free Rec and Share app. An amazing tool that allows you to practice and play with your favorite music, make a video, and quickly share the results to your teacher or on social media. Even if you don't connect to a DTX kit, you can use the Rec and Share app to load songs, slow them down, and loop sections on the song for a repeated practice. These and other features make the DTX kits one of the most valuable tools for learning to play the drums, since they simulate a virtual reality environment for playing and learning, which enables rapid and accurate development. One more thought about feedback. wherever it comes from, even if it's constructive and honest, it can be difficult to take. It's important to surround ourselves with positive people and avoid those who use negative, abusive statements and actions and employ irrational criticism. Find supportive, patient, qualified teachers and good friends who reinforce and give accurate feedback and provide support regarding self-esteem. And speaking of feedback, please feel free to contact me regarding this podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Good luck, be patient, be engaged, be enthusiastic, and have fun. That's all for now. Please join me on my next podcast. I'm Mark DiCiani. Thanks for listening.